Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, the reporter, Nick Keyser with you. Be listening. At the end of this segment, we'll have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Seattle Kraken on March the 25th. That's Statue Day for Pecorine. It's also the Hockey Fights Cancer Game at Bridgestone Arena. 1 o'clock puck drop at Bridgestone Arena. So we will have your chance to win tickets to that coming up at the end of this segment. Let's say hello to Max Herz, who did a fine job last night on the call with Hal Gill. He is in Vancouver. The team will head to Arizona as the Predators will take on the Coyotes on Thursday. But, Max, I have to start with the all-important question because you tweeted this out. Did you and Hal avoid the geese? Is everything okay?
Chase, the last thing I heard is we're going to start with an all-important question, and then I did not hear the question.
Oh, okay. It cut out. I will. Did you and Hal avoid the geese?
We did avoid the geese. Not all Canadians are polite, according to a government piece of signage here. And the non-polite Canadians are, as they would say on the great TV program Letterkenny, Canada gooses.
Very well done. Very well done. All right, let's now get to the serious stuff with the game. Loved your call of Luke Evangelista's first NHL goal. He's been very impressive even before he put the puck in the back of the net. He's drawn penalties. I like the way that he's playing away from the puck. I know the coaches have been impressed with him. He said early on that he just wanted to earn each game. He's done that. He has earned each game, and the coaches have rewarded him by moving him up the lineup. He had some first-line minutes last night. What's been your impression of young Evangelista to this point?
Yeah, a lot of things, and he told me that about wanting to earn every game before the first game of the trip on Thursday during our pregame show before his second NHL game, and he said the same thing last night to Emma Lingan in the post-game press conference after his fourth NHL game when he scored his first two NHL goals, and they were big goals, and he was robbed of a goal before that on probably the best scoring chance of the three back in, I believe, the second period. I guess it was the first period. And, I mean, he really easily could have had a hat trick in that game. And then the best part is they let him shoot in the shootout, too. So this is what the Preds are going to be like for the rest of the season. The young guys who are playing for looks, playing for the future, are going to get opportunity. And if they play well enough to push the team either close to the playoffs or even into the playoffs, which really still is within the realm of possibility and within a very realistic arm's reach for this team, it's just going to be how far they can carry them. And I've been so impressed with Evangelista. The drawing of the penalties has been so awesome. He has not backed down from anything. And he's kind of been the aggressor a lot of times. And he ends up with blood on his jersey last night. He's been so good. He's been all around the net. The tip-in goal was a great sign. Just all around fun to watch.
Max Herz is with us from the Predators Radio Network. When I watch this team now, I just feel like the pressure is off. They have this weight off their shoulders, even with the veterans that, you know, are still here that weren't moved at the deadline. And that, you know, who knows where that's going to take them. I heard David Poile, you know, talking about that this morning, that he likes the position that they're in. You know, they're far out of being in the draft lottery to get Bedard, but they have 13 draft picks after selling things off for this year's draft, and now they're still have a chance to get into the playoffs. When you watch them, do you feel the same way? Do you feel like there's just, you know, nothing to lose at this point?
Yeah, I think the way I would describe it is for many of the individual players on the team, they are experiencing pressure, but it's the type of pressure that those players would experience in preseason. And that's when players like these guys, who aren't necessarily opening night NHLers this year, that's the type of pressure that drives guys like Kiefer Sherwood, who had an amazing preseason this year and made the team. Guys like John Leonard. Guys who are more by-the-book prospects like Luke Evangelista. And hopefully down the stretch, guys like Cal Foote, who are trying to establish themselves as everyday NHL players. So there are a lot of guys like that. Rasmus Hosklund just acquired as a part of that group, too. I mean, I could list half the lineup right now, but it's good pressure because they want to take advantage of every opportunity they have while it's being presented to them. Because who are up right now, who may not be up the rest of the season. Predators have a really long injury list, but hopefully at some point, Philip Forsberg will return. Hopefully Yusuf Parsonen will return. And Phil Tomasino has missed one game now. Hopefully he'll be back on the Sooner side. But those are guys whose spots are vacated right now. So some of the group I mentioned, even though they've all played well, probably two or three of those guys are going to go down. And it's even the same for Michael McCarron, who we knew as an established NHLer before he went in the NHL Player Assistance Program. Sounds like everything's back great with him and his off-ice life. And he played well in Milwaukee. So it's a real competition for ice time. And I think some of the NHL players getting traded away just created spots for it to be like that. And I think the pressure is good. There is absolutely nothing to lose for these players right now. And it's freeing them up a little bit.
We got Max Herz on with us. He's in Vancouver right now. He's been on the call with Hal Gill. Max, you obviously mentioned Luke Evangelista. There's a lot of other young guys on this team who've gotten significant minutes since selling off some of the Predators' older guys. Who do you think, you know, separate from Luke Evangelista, has been able to take the biggest step, you'd say, from joining this team and has been able to benefit the most from the amount of reps they've been getting these last couple of weeks?
I'm going to go with Tommy Novak. And I know he was on the team before that and doing well and playing power play and setting guys up. But he's getting to be a top-line center now. And I get the sense that John Hines and the coaching staff want to find a way for him to permanently center a line with Matt Duchene on a wing. And I think that pairing could work well for a couple of reasons, because we've seen those guys set each other up quite a bit. Both are good off the rush. I think Novak has done a really good job of being deliberate to the net a lot recently. And also the area they really want Novak to improve is faceoffs. And you have Duchene with him and quote unquote behind him to take more important draws or defensive zone draws, both as left-handed guys if you need to. So I think this is a really big opportunity for Novak because, I mean, if Novak doesn't continue to play as well as he has, and he's been great, then maybe the Predators think about going and getting another top six center this summer to play behind Ryan Johansson at 2C. But I think Novak really has a chance to make that him for next season. And Cody Glass is in that mix too, of course, but I think Novak really has come on lately, and I think they kind of know a little bit more what they have in Glass just because the sample size is larger, and they've both been great. But I would pick Novak in terms of the opportunity being larger.
And, you know, during the trade deadline and after the trade deadline, we talk a lot about all the assets the Predators have now moving forward and all the draft picks they were able to accumulate in this time. But Tyson Barrie's a guy who the Preds were able to get, a veteran in this league, and has been able to help the Preds out on the power play a little bit. How much do you think he can help this power play? I mean, we've seen a little bit of it, but moving forward, how much do you think he can help it, especially since that's one of the been one of the Preds' biggest weaknesses this year?
Yeah, I think, thank you for asking this question, Michelle, because I think it's legitimately the most important thing about the team right now is Tyson Barrie. And obviously they got a lot more for Ekholm in that trade. Mm-hmm. They got the Oilers' first-round pick this year. They got the guy they took with their first-round pick last year, who was a really good point-per-game junior scorer, 19 years old. They also got a fourth-round pick. I think we are at the point where Tyson Barrie could be a Pred long-term and could fill Matthias Ekholm's hole in every way and be better offensively. I think he's been so good so far, and you got to keep in mind, he doesn't really know the system yet. Mm-hmm. He's coming from a team, the Oilers, that does things very differently because of who is on that hockey team, and his responsibilities are very different. Now, it certainly helps that he's playing with, in my opinion, one of the five best defensive defensemen in the NHL, and Ryan McDonough. Mm-hmm. That is a really easy pair to hop in on. But there are so many challenges of changing teams. He did it on the road. His Oilers equipment bag got to our hotel in Florida at 3:30 before his first game.
Oh my gosh.
Then he played at 7, breaking in his gloves, breaking in equipment, and that's just not easy to do. And I think he's been really, really good. He scored his goal from the point on Saturday against the Blackhawks. He had a point shot for Luke Evangelista's tip-in for the tying goal last night. They haven't had a ton of time on the second power play, and that first power play, of course, belongs to Roman Josi. But I think they can get creative with that power play, and man, would I love to see a way for them to find Barry and Yossi spots together on that top power play. I don't know if they would necessarily go two defensemen, but count me in as all for it.
That would be very fun. And Max, quickly, of course, I have to ask you, you know, you were with our very own Willie Donick as he was in a heated Twitter battle with Joe Rexroad regarding Vanderbilt men's basketball as they fight for a spot in the NCAA tournament and as they play in the SEC tournament this week. How are you guys going to be watching the games together if you have time? And how stressed is Willie, Max?
Well, Willie is always stressed about one, basketball, and two, Vanderbilt sports. But we watched the game against
Mississippi State.
I forget who we played. No, it was on Wednesday. We beat them, some blue team. They weren't very good, but we beat them.
Nice.
We were in, I don't even want to call it a bar. We were in a restaurant in Florida. We had that on one TV, and they were playing 80s music, and another TV was showing all the music videos. So Willie was basically in heaven having a great time. But, yeah, Joe has really fired him up, and I think it's actually going to be the same as 2017, where Vandy gets in much more easily than anybody realizes. Hopefully this time Julia Louis-Dreyfus is not in the crowd as much as I love her when we get to the madness, and Victor Davis doesn't foul with the lead. But I think they're going to get there. I did not get to watch the game Saturday. It was during our hockey game. And then I believe the first game on Thursday is also going to be during our game while we're playing in Arizona. But after that, we are freed up to watch Friday, Saturday. And Willie thinks Vanderbilt is getting to Sunday. If we get there, I'll watch with him. I'll put it that way.
Max, I'll tell you this, a little breaking news for you, because I'm forward thinking. I'm going to do pre and post from Barrel House on Thursday. So I can give you updates.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. Hold
hey,
it down.
If they win, maybe I'll get Stack on the post-game show. Who knows?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Then we get a rematch.
Awesome hockey.
Then we get a rematch, Max.
That would be awesome. Max, have fun in Vancouver and then on the trip to Arizona. Watch out for the geese on the way to the airport. And, you know, just watch out for Hal in general. Just make sure he's okay.
Oh, I have been. It's hard, but I have been.
Hey, do you have a trivia question for us so we can give some tickets away?
I do. Are we going to have people call? Should I be giving instructions? Or
yes, people need to call 615-737-1025, answer the question to Nick Keiser that Max is about to ask, and the first person to get it correct will win a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Seattle Kraken on March the 25th at Bridgestone Arena. That is Statue Day. A 1 o'clock puck drop. Also, Hockey Fights Cancer Day.
All right. Luke Evangelista scored his first two goals last night in Vancouver, first two NHL goals. How many Preds have scored their first NHL goal this season? Bonus points if you know who they are, but all we need to know is how many. And I'll give you two hints. The first hint is two of them made their NHL debut this year. Two of them had played in the NHL prior to this season. Oh, I just gave away the number, didn't I?
Did you just do it?
Okay, now you have to name. Okay, so since Max, we will work on the fly.
Name the four.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
It's very clear. I think I slept 5 hours.
It's okay. The phones are lighting up, so there you go. We'll get a winner. Max, thank you as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. The answer is four, by the way.
Yes, thank you. Max Herds with us from Vancouver as the Predators continue their road trip. Nick will get a winner, and we will come back and get back into the Titans in the quarterback carousel going on in the NFL right now. How could that affect the Two-Tone Blue? We'll discuss that coming up next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.